Welcome, screaming Griffin. Feel welcome in this place. It was made for you. You do not need to fear me. I am your ally. You have traveled a long and hard road, and I have brought you here to feel pleasure. Feel so much pleasure in being welcome. We are allies. I am your benefactor, and it is here you will find your truth. Greetings, screaming Griffin. I've been expecting you. I trust you had a challenging time getting here. But I assure you, here is where you were meant to be. I have designed it. Sure, Bernardo Gui sent you here, but this is my domain, and things happen here by my design. From the Seventh Fleet, whom I spent a great deal of time and effort cultivating to show you the most evil faces of men, to warning the landsfolk and clearing regular Avalonians out of your path so you could not see their good hearts. Your dislike of Avalonians was my design. They are assholes, so you distrust them, mistrust them, judge them failures. Even Castor Lee Rock was carefully manipulated into distrusting your force, put on edge by magic, pushed by the morass of sea monsters fleeing ahead of your fleet. Yes, I told them you sent them on purpose. It was I that sent the assassins to kill Bishop Adol and inflame your men. All mine, to set the stage for war. The rest you did yourselves, your bloodlusting men, your reliance on intimidation over diplomacy. So nice, even the Belgariad see you for what you are. My agents, and the ultimate draw, your mother. It was my idea to take her from you. It was my idea to use Raisin's device, to take her from your father when you were a child and harden your heart. You've come for her, but again you've failed. You're too late. I have given her to Lanfer and the Treant and Stealer. I am sure a Dryad like her will take quickly to his bark. I must say you've comported yourself well with the councils of the Three Realms. You may even have won enough of them over to prevent war. Imagine the look on their faces when you betray them and betray Parley and attack without mercy. Yes, hear me screaming, Griffin. Your failure is complete. You have always been in the service of the great Lord of the Dark, and now you will destroy my Netherrealm. Did you not think we would have insurance policies? Not one, but three. No, your fate is sealed. I helped seal it. I have to admit that at the battle at Tovag Barag, I was a real coward. I did not get involved. I ran. But I was able to earn back my place for the great Lord of the Dark. I followed Sophara from the battlefield. I lost her for a time, but Scour Shadow I did. And I found her. She tried very hard to hide it. Traveled to a faraway shadow where they excelled in symbolic representational magic. They even had a device that could take items and represent them as symbols. She was clever, I'll give her that. She split it into two symbols, not one. They were too hard to get myself, but finding their location earned back my seat at the Great Lord's table, and she gave me the caves beneath Manetheran. Also, I could bring you here. So you can deliver them to her. You've already lost. As I'm sure you know now, you bear the eye of Vecna. You know it can't be removed. You know that you will inexorably turn the vilest of evils. There's no resistance. It is permanent and complete. And with the shawl and the sword, no one will know. It can be our secret. Of course, the process will be tormenting. As you feel your thoughts begin to change, wondering which thoughts are yours, until inevitably you feel your last good thought ripped from you, fading away like a memory. It will be so excruciating it will likely drive you insane, if you're lucky. Of course, I can make that process quicker, less painful. You won't have to wrestle with your thoughts. Don't wrestle with your thoughts. You can just be what you are going to be. And if you let me help you, make it easy, then I can make sure you don't hurt your family. The monster you are becoming will hurt your family, but I can save them. So kneel before me. I don't have to defeat you. You are ours. You have been Gis' tool. You have been my tool, and now you will be the great lord of the dark's tool.